Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. It's so stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not kicking.
There we go. Me, like, we have, my God. Look at this, Kenny. It's 7 past the hour. Again. Amazing how that happens. Okay, so on Friday, Jennifer, by the way, lovely as she is I've been told by my advisors, don't talk about people when they're not here. Well, when Jennifer's not here, there's a big hole. Where's Jennifer? So Jennifer is gallivanting around, and because she's in Los Angeles, and she and her father have a very substantial business, she has to do entertaining in the evening. And when she goes out in the evening and has a couple of glasses of wine, and then doesn't get back to her home until about 11 o'clock, 3 o'clock rolls around pretty quickly. So I certainly understand her. I almost let her, I should say let her, she gets away with pretty much anything because she's very sweet, very accommodating, and also very good. So when she's here, we love it. When she's not, we miss her. So that's it. The poll, as we usually have our circumstances on Friday, the top 10 talk topics, all listed on the poll position or in the poll position. Either of those two are appropriate at DougStephan.com. Number one issue this week was the blizzard or discussion topic. What I found refreshing, Kenny, about this week's list as we posted it at DougStephan.com, and you can also find it at Talkers Magazine as well. Talkers Magazine is a part of Talkers.com. The story list was varied. There were more bits and pieces of other things. And I think that's reflective in part on the move that is slow but steady to get away from politics on a lot of the better talk radio programs. We have a lot of political hosts, but there's more of I said this, and I don't know whether it will be considered lovingly or not. I was at a radio talk convention gathering. No, actually, it wasn't a talk gathering. It was a gathering of radio station owners in St. Louis a couple of weeks ago. And one of the things I pointed out was something that's moderately obvious if you're a fan of the format. And that is that we are getting away. We need to get away. I've been away from politics for how many years? 5, 6, 7, 8. I decided that I wanted to get away from it because it was old. And it doesn't take much to bore me. So if I'm bored, I know you're going to be bored. So I better get away from that which doesn't work and find something else that does. So in terms of having just general conversation, I think, by the way, these sorts of programs have to always be in the shop. You know what I mean? They always have to be. We got to tinker with it. You got to twist it, turn it, move it, be adaptable, be open. I don't think I know everything. Far from it. So when it comes to advice, I seek the best people who are around. In this circumstance, I have a couple of fellows working with me who are very good. Not only the people on the air like Richie and Kenny and Jennifer, who've got their nose to the stone and know the format very well, but there are other people who have had a lot of experience running talk radio stations. And I will tell you that the move is not slowly but rapidly moving away from programs and hosts who are just hammering, bam, 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 the political landscape. It doesn't work. It's old. It's tired. It's troubling. Because at the end of the day, most of you are looking to listen to something that will please you and or make your life better. Right?
Right.
So how does hammering away that these guys are always bad and my guys are always good? First of all, it's not true. It's not accurate. It's simplistically stupid. And so it just doesn't work anymore. There are some very talented guys who did talk. We're on, three or four stations around New England with a guy named Howie Carr, who I first had. I tell this story because it's really a story. That's all it is. Howie and I are not, we're not friends. We're acquaintances. He knows who I am. I know who he is. If we saw each other, we'd say hello, you know, yada, yada. But we're not bosom buddies. He came to me. I was running a radio station in Boston in the mid-80s when he was doing a column for the Boston Herald, and he was looking, he wanted to have a radio presence. And he already was sort of a character. He was already well-known for his acerbic wit and positions on local issues. He's always been after the pulse, but not in the same way that you listen to Levin or some of these other guys, Hannity and Limbaugh, grinding up. You know, it's always those guys. But Howie had an interesting sort of wry point of view and a sense of humor. And so, I mean, it's admittedly a strange sense of humor, but but he's a very interesting guy, very interesting character. So he wanted to get on the air, and we couldn't put him on. It didn't work at that station, but he worked at it. He kept after it and got on and has been successful as a host in Boston for decades. And now he's sort of spread his wings, and he's getting on more stations, sort of syndicating around the Northeast. And it's the reason that he's making a success of it is because it works. He's an interesting guy with a sort of entertaining view of the world. And that is the way, the reason I bring it up is that's the way this business is going. Many of the people who have been around a while, I guess I'm included in it, have seen many changes. And so I say this not to overcook it, but when you look at the things that are on the charts this week, Kenny, there is a decidedly different flavor from the Taylor Swift trademark thing, discussion of oil prices and what that means to you. That's very, I think that's a very important issue, and it's good for us to be acknowledging something that's good. The drone crash on the White House lawn. I heard somebody say that the guy hadn't been arrested yet. Why is he going to be arrested? The guy was drunk. So, you know, was he foolish? Yeah, apparently he works for some government contractor. Is that right, Kenny? And he was at the office as a contractor or whatever the hell it was. But
that's what I'd heard.
Yeah. 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 He's, okay, so you're going to arrest him? Why? But what?
Well, see, it's illegal.
Well, that's a small little tidbit of the story. Yeah. So it's illegal to fly drones in Washington. How close is it? There's a circle sort of around the White House, right, that it's illegal. And you know, that brings up something that always fascinates me. It's like people are supposed to know what all the laws are. Do you know how many law books there are in the history of the United States? There are 64,000 books that contain all the laws that are on the books now that have been passed over the course of our country's history. 64,000 books. I don't know what's in those books. Do you, Kenny?
Nope.
No. So but the assumption is that, what is the old expression? Ignorance is no excuse, but it's a little heavier than that. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. I think I'm paraphrasing. I'm pretty close to that. So we got this guy in Washington who flies the drone. Maybe should he know that it's illegal? He didn't aim it at the White House. He was out screwing around because he was drunk. So you're going to arrest him because you violated the law. We're going to make an example out of you. Nah, it just shows you how weak the perimeter of the White House is once again for the second time in a year. All right. The other thing, and this gets me riled up more than probably anything else this week, having to do with the blizzard. Again, I'm sort of pointing out some of the things that were more interesting this week that went on that are just the things that I focus on oftentimes with my own sense of right and wrong. I don't know if my sense of humor plays into this or not. I don't think it does. But I think my sense of right and wrong and my complete animosity toward government was really cranked up when I heard the story of these two kids in New Jersey who, after the storm stopped, went around in their neighborhood handing out leaflets so that people would know that they'll be happy to come over and for $20 we'll shovel out your driveway. So what happens? The two are stopped by the local gendarme who says it's illegal for them to go around and tell people about their quote-unquote business of shoveling snow. And if you want to be able to do it legally, you go down to town hall, fill out a form, and cough up $450.
Crazy.
Are you kidding me? What is wrong with this picture? If Chris Christie had any balsam when he heard that, if he didn't know it was a law before, he'd be on his horse, hefty as I hope the steed is, riding into the Capitol and saying, we better change this now. But it brings back around the focus of how many laws are on the books that we don't know anything about. So these kids, in astonishment, say, oh, well, we didn't know that. But imagine the threatening tone of a policeman who says to you, you can't go shovel snow for money, in essence. Huh? What happened to America? And when I was a kid, this is what we did. I mean, if I had children that age right now, I'd say, okay, kids, let's go. When you started to say something, Kenny?
Well, I just think this, it's another example of people not being able to make a decision. You know, everything has to be black or white.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between teenagers going around to shovel people's driveways and somebody who has some kind of serious business, an adult who's going pestering people door to door.
Yeah, it's just no common sense whatsoever. And whether this policeman was doing it on his own, or whether his boss, the captain, sent him out and said, let's make sure we don't have any of this going on here, whatever it is, it's just plain wrong. All right, so that's part and parcel of some of the stories. If you would like to tell us at DougStephan.com what you think the number one topic of the week is, what's most important to you, please feel free to do so. I encourage you to join thousands of others who every day are expressing themselves as a result of the polls that we post at DougStephan.com.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacists help me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount apply before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Let me see your hands, kid. Disgusting. Order some of the new Brawny Industrial Brand Flax Wipers from Grainger. They're highly absorbent, made from sustainable bio-based material, and safer than laundered wipes because they carry fewer contaminants. Perfect for cleaning up after a dirty job like whatever it was you were doing. You're going to be living with those hands for a long time, kid. Keep them clean and your facility spotless with new Brawny Industrial Brand Flax Wipers. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You pick. pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
Well, let's see. That's very important in the world of music. This week seems to be Taylor Swift trademarking some of the lyrics from her latest album, including this sick beat. Apparently it's showing up on unauthorized merchandise. What kind of merchandise is using the lyric lines from her songs, Kenny?
Oh, just about everything you can imagine.
Really?
T-shirts,
Is that a testament to her popularity?
Much
anything else, right?
Sure.
So if she's not getting a piece of it, that's really, she's protecting her image. She's protecting her brand by doing that. And I think it's an important thing for her to do. She's smart. Somebody around her, she did it herself, she's pretty smart, or the advisors, the people that are responsible for her, do, re, mi, are saying, hey, you better do something because a lot of people are ripping you off. It's your image.
She's very smart.
Yeah, I think she is too. So anyway, Taylor Swift and her doing what she needs to do, the essence of people stealing, I mean, that's part of the American way. Let's steal what isn't nailed down, we'll steal it. All right, Mariah Carey also in the news this week. Apparently, she and her former husband, Nick Cannon, have been sued by their former nanny, who claims that she was fired for showing too much affection to the twins, Moroccan and Monroe. Monroe? Those are the names, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So, too much affection. The legal documents that are on file show this lady, Simonetta DiCosta, that she worked for these two for, a while last year, cared for the twins during the day on trips around the world, lived with these two at times. Her job duties including feeding, bathing, comforting the children. She alleges that she worked well over 100 hours a week. However, they didn't provide her with premium overtime compensation for the hours worked in excess of 40. I think that's the real issue here. Thank you very much.
Probably. Yeah.
Right? I think that's probably it. Okay, late night host Conan O'Brien in the focus now. Let's listen to his monologue from last night.
Measles outbreak is spreading. Have you read that? Yeah. Health officials are saying the number of measles cases that originated at Disneyland continues to grow. Which is why this year, after the game, the Super Bowl MVP is going to shout, "No friggin' way am I going to Disneyland." No friggin' way. No friggin' way. I can't be happy about that.
Oh, no.
I'm going anywhere but. A lot of facts are coming out about Super Bowl Sunday. It's been predicted that Americans will consume 1.2 billion chicken wings on Super Bowl Sunday. 1.2 billion.
Right.
And then after breakfast, they'll tune into the Super Bowl.
Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com comes from Conan. Had a singer on his program, sounded like Adele performing a song about Sky Ma. Remember, she did the theme from Skyfall, the James Bond movie? Here is Sky Ma, which recently, by the way, announced it was going bankrupt. Crank it up there, Kara.
My in-flight catalog and friend.
Sky Ma, the catalog in the airplanes that
you see. Your absence pierces through my soul.
Most intriguing about this is the quality of this woman's voice, Kenny.
Yeah.
Now, she does sound like Adele.
And like Adele, too.
Well, you can see how she looks and listen to her sing the whole song at the video of the day. The first thing you see, actually, when you log on to DougStephan.com is our video of the day. So, the end of Sky Mall is what she's singing about. This is Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and David Korn. Coming right up, was the Pope facing reality or just undignified when he said the Catholic family shouldn't, quote, breed like rabbits, close quote.
We are your pets, and this song's dedicated to those people who don't have health insurance yet.
Enroll, we say, we want you to be okay. Enroll.
Health insurance is now affordable. It covers prescriptions, hospitalizations, and preventive care. Visit GetCoveredAmerica.org to learn more.
And take care, people!
Brought to you by Get Covered America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question from Mary Madeline and David Korn. Was the Pope facing reality or just undignified when he said the Catholic family shouldn't, quote, breed like rabbits, close quote?
The thing that I love about this Pope is he's a pastor. He's a street pastor and he uses street language.
Yeah, yeah.
And by reading like rabbits, he meant, and what he said was responsible parenting. It is a doctrine of the church that you should have as many kids as you can support. And that support your health. He also said, he talked about love and families and how husbands and wives mm-hmm. should always remember what it was like before they got married and bring the ardor and the affection to when they were boyfriends and girlfriends.
I mean, this is a guy who really seems to care about talking to people where they are and not getting caught too much by dogma. I mean, there have been radical changes in the bedrock principles of the church. I don't expect them to be. But I think he's very savvy, maybe because he was a street pastor, as Mary said, in the way he expresses ideas, and he brings them down in usual terms. You know, like, what's the problem with being gay? I mean, he's really showing where his priorities are, and I think he's going to end up being the most popular pope in a long time.
I'm Mark Green, host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
I'm gonna have a good day today.
We must ensure that people listening to this program have a good day. That's what we want. So you can comfortably relax as Ken Kessel and I present another issue-oriented, exciting extravaganza, looking into the minds of people and asking ourselves, what the heck is he thinking? Perhaps number one on that list is President Obama, who now says we need to spend more money. His pitch in this year's budget comes with the added oomph of an improving economy and declines in federal deficits. However, there's just a small little matter of the $17 trillion in the hole in which we already find ourselves. Just a little eensy-teensy-weeny bit of a problem. Each one of you owes, what is the number, $46,000, $49,000, something like that, toward the federal deficit?
Says something like that.
More than many of you make in a year. So, that's not a big problem. The deficit is dead. Long live the deficit! What are you talking about? Well, we've got a ledger here, and look on this chart over there. It adjusts to decreasing levels of deficit spending. So, I seem to remember earlier this year, the Republicans were calling for austerity. Can't hear those calls much anymore. Barely audible. Republicans want to spend more on defense. Democrats want to spend more on helping the poor. And, of course, the president, to get his way, will say, yeah, we need to do both of those things. We don't need to do either of those things. We already are so heavily armed. We already have so many planes that the Air Force doesn't want. We already have so many armaments that the Pentagon is giving them away to your police department. So, somebody help me understand, either by dialing 888-302-3684, or perhaps you'd like to send us an email, facebook.com/good day. Twitter, good day, is also a social media connection. Email address is ken@dougstephan.com, doug@dougstephan.com. So, how is it, how does that work? How is it we need to spend more money when we have surplus everywhere in the Defense Department, except, well, wait a minute, hold on just a second. Let me correct myself. Except in the Veterans Administration Department, right, where they screw over most of the soldiers who have any sign of any problem coming back from the theater of war. We don't want to spend any more money there, though. We got to make sure that all the defense contractors get their dough, because they've given a lot of money to see that I get reelected. But they haven't. Wait a minute. Those soldiers haven't given a lot of dough to the cause. So when Mr. Issa gets reelected, or you pick whatever phony congressman or senator you want, pick them. And then let's find out who's given them money. And let's see how they've helped the people who've given them money. And then let's see how they've helped people who put the uniform on. They're probably happy to stand in a picture, these big phonies, and take credit. Oh, our men and women in the service, thank you very much for your service. We appreciate it. You're a wonderful human being. Ah. And then let's see behind the scenes how we can screw them over. You have, I can tell by your breathing that you want to jump in on this.
Well, my thing about this is, and this won't solve everything, but we spend, and they never talk about this, in the neighborhood of $50 billion a year on other countries.
Yeah. For
we
what?
Just give them the money. We help them build
foreign
hospitals.
Yeah.
We pave their roads. We teach their kids. And I'm not saying that that's not important, but it shouldn't be at the expense of Americans. And we could take half of that money, and we could get veterans off the homeless veterans off the streets. We could make a big difference here, and we could still be helping others. And they never talk about that.
So why is it that we're the only ones in town that know about this? Why isn't everybody talking about this? Why isn't it an issue? We depend on those goons in the news media to try to do some investigative. There's some decent investigative work being done as to what's going on with the VA, and that's why there was this big hoopla. But you notice that as soon as the news media get off of it, oh, no problem, everything's fixed. No, it isn't all fixed. It's just as much of a mess. They're just different people playing the cards. That's all. And you can look around at countless scenarios. How in the name of God can these people justify, and I don't want to sound like the angry old man here, but this makes my blood boil. I normally have pretty low blood pressure, but I bet if I was to take it right now, it'd be up there in the stratosphere. The president called for a 7% boost in government spending. Huh? Huh? Oh, where's that going to come from? Want to remember when sequestration took place?
Yeah.
Got to replace all that money. $74 billion. We need that back in the budget. I haven't suffered any since sequestration took place. Have you?
I've been suffering so long, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the cause of it is.
Nah. Let's make sure that we end this across-the-board sequester that doesn't differentiate between smart government spending and dumb government spending. Let me give you a little insight, Mr. President. Most all of government spending is dumb because it wastes so much money. Fraud, corruption, abuse, it's all rampant. And you haven't done anything, and neither did your predecessor, to fix the problem. Matter of fact, you created more of a problem. Now I'm getting political and I got to stop. Oh, my. Anybody? Anybody? Help! Help, 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 help! Left out of the equations, the long-term fiscal picture, one reporter wrote. We want more child care, free community college, bigger fleets for the subs, and what about people who are getting older? The national debt, the demands on government that have come as a result of Obamacare, health care. Where's that money coming from? $17 trillion in debt. What is it, 34 cents of every dollar you pay in taxes goes to the debt? You want to borrow more? Try that on your own, by the way.
Yeah.
See how far that gets you. Hello. Okay. I think I feel a little better now. How about you, boys and girls? You feeling a little better now? Next up, the Super Bowl. Should we talk about it, or should we take a... Let's break for a second, then we'll talk about the Super Bowl. All right, what's going on? Who's... By the way, the Super Bowl, if you didn't hear, is this weekend. For those of you who want to invest in doing something else with your time, start planning now, kids, for something else to do with your time on the weekend. 888-302-3684, by the way. Let's see what we can squeeze in here. Right now, I want to help you think about your hair, that lovely hair. You've loved your hair all of your life. Problem is, it's coming out. Coming out. Thinning. Don't like it, right? Call this number. 800-525-8319. You'll say, oh, what is that? Do I get a wig? Do I get a weave? Do I get a transplant? Nope. You get Provia. P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia is the answer. Provia is powerful. Provia is all natural. Provia contains a unique blend of plant extracts that will cleanse the pores on your scalp so that they open up and the follicles of hair that are underneath will come out, resulting in what you want, your hair back in your hair. Provia delivers on its promise. I promise you, it delivers on its promise. I use it myself. A little area, got a little thinness over here and there. Got to fix that. Call 800-525-8319. Not greasy. It has an interesting smell to it. It looks like a, when you touch it, it doesn't feel like anything that you put up there. It just works. That's it. It's amazing. 800-525-8319. I suppose, in a manner of speaking, I could say, this is the clinical definition of Provia. It's amazing stuff. All right, that's the Doug Steffen clinical version of Provia. Order it now, 800-525-8319. In a few months, when you cleanse the pores, hair start feeling, you'll feel that fuzz up there, and you'll like it, and you'll see your hair, and results will make you happy. You'll be happy. It's like Pharrell Williams. You want to be happy. 800-525-8319.
Did you pay for child care last year? Did your mom move just down the street and say, I'll watch the kids while you're at work? And you were like, great. But then she said, let's discuss rates. And you found out the exact price of grandma's love. Plus overtime. And holidays. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you pay for child care, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Dreaming about a home makeover? It's easy to transform your home with deals on hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Don't spend $5.99 a square foot this week at 3/4-inch solid Brazilian Koa for an unheard of $2.99. Or go from dingy carpet to stylish hardwood in a weekend with easy-to-install 5-inch click hardwood. This week, it's only $2.19. Plus, deals on bamboo, laminate, and more from 49 cents. And get special financing. Get started on your dream home today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
They say every healthy relationship should have a balance of predictability and spontaneity. In fact, it is that assurance of security that makes the spontaneous possible. Your relationship with your car should be a little like that, too. With our industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty, your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz instills a sense of confidence. You drive away knowing that you can keep driving for up to 3 years and never have to worry about the miles. Add to that our complimentary prepaid maintenance on select models, and your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz becomes the ultimate carefree escape vehicle. Only during the Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 2nd can you receive your first 2 months payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry in today. It might just be the most predictable spur-of-the-moment decision you've ever made.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft.
So I eat Velveeta soft baked breakfast biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
14. Before the hour, Dex Stephens Good Day program. It's Friday. Hello, hello, hello. Friday. Ken Kessler and I are here reviewing what's going on. And I'm looking at an email actually from a KPSI listener, Kenny. Mike Kornfeld has given us an overview of what he thinks. The show is a breath of fresh air. And listening, oh, that's nice to know. That was nice. Yeah. I like patting myself on the back like I can reach my... Anyway, we always want to hear from you. Now, log on to DougStephan.com, click on a feedback, and you can do it 24 hours a day. Kenny, what do we have for Facebook.com reference, Twitter? What's the big thing there today?
Super Bowl!
Really? People with preferences for who wins the game?
Yeah, a lot of that. We had asked what you were looking forward to most about the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and Kelly says, I'm looking forward to the Seahawks winning.
Really? Huh. That's rather assumptive of her, isn't it? Right, here's the poll yesterday at DougStephan.com. Approximately every other person in our country who watched the Super Bowl will you. Let's see here. 32% said, of course. 22% said, I doubt it. 21% said, maybe, unless I can find something better on. 14%, I don't care about the Super Bowl. That's me. 11%, I want to, but I got to work. Huh. That's an interesting reality. So what other comments have you got as to, if we have any comments about the air and the ball, it's a waste of time. Let's keep moving. What else have you got?
Stephanie says, looking forward to missing it entirely. Not
really?
Caring whether it happens or not, not knowing who's playing, and generally being indifferent to the whole hysterical mess.
Yeah, it is hysterical. Everybody gets in on the act. You know, I have great admiration for Wendy Williams, who does a daytime TV talk program. She's not much into football, sports in general, as this program is not. But she answered a question yesterday from one of the members of her audience about taking her boyfriend, who apparently is somewhat antisocial, to a Super Bowl party.
Me and my boyfriend have been together about 8 months. My coworker is having a really big Super Bowl party at her house, and I really want to go. But he's a little antisocial, so how do I persuade him to go to the party with me?
So if he doesn't go, he's not letting you go?
No.
Oh, okay, okay.
I mean, he's probably going, but I really want him to come with me. So what can I do?
Do you both have cars?
Yes.
Then take two cars.
Okay.
So when he's ready to leave, you're not going to give him a hard time,
mm-hmm.
okay? So he's going to please you by going. Does he like football?
He loves football.
Okay, so then he can stay until halftime and then drive home.
There's an idea. The Super Bowl matchup. Patriots star tight end Rob Gronkowski pitted against Cam Chancellor, one of the few safeties capable of stopping him. How do you see that matchup, Kenny?
To be honest, I really don't know.
You know,
I don't know much about either team. Either of them are my team.
No, all right,
Gronk is a beast.
Gronk is a beast.
Gronk is a beast.
Well, that's but this guy Chancellor.
Yeah, no,
is he capable?
He's capable, but Gronk is a beast.
All right, so
good,
here's
stopping him.
An interesting story floating around New England. The kicker for Seattle, whose name I can't pronounce, is a New Englander. Went to school at Middlebury College in Vermont. Played football very well up there, was studying to be a doctor, and found out he was a pretty good kicker. So now it's interesting, Richie, to watch how the news media is playing this, because somebody just fell up on this.
Yeah, this happens all the time where, you know,
somebody
I grew up in this area, whatever it is.
So who are you supporting? Who's your team? Is it affected by who's on it?
Yeah,
probably, to a point. Anyway, so that is...
If he just has won by 3 feet, will the people be thinking...
Boo! Boo! All right, so we've taken care of football for a while here on Good Day. It's 51 past the hour.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
It's now Tech Talk time here on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler. A reminder that you can nominate a young volunteer for up to $10,000 in scholarships through the Kohl's Cares Scholarship Program. Nominations accepted and expected through the middle of March. Visit KohlsKids.com, KohlsKids.com for details. Nominate a child today if you'd like to for that $10,000 scholarship. Happy to help them out here on Good Day. Let's help you out with your understanding of the latest in technology, starting with Shelley Palmer, who is our daily reporter here, up with most of the new items that are of interest to the largest number of people. Today is going to talk with you about a new Microsoft version of Xbox. That'll be of interest to a lot of people, not including McFadden. Stand by for that next here on Good Day.
Did you pay for child care last year? Did your mom move just down the street and say, I'll watch the kids while you're at work? And you were like, great. But then she said, let's discuss rates. And you found out the exact price of grandma's love. Plus overtime. And holidays. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you pay for child care, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. After a few rocky months, Microsoft's Xbox One hit its stride this holiday season. Even bigger things are in store for Xbox as Microsoft unveiled a brand new Xbox app for Windows 10. The app embraces gaming's social aspects like your Xbox friends list, messages, and a live updating activity feed, and also lets you easily share clips and screenshots from your games. The most exciting feature of the app, though, is the ability to link a Windows 10 PC or a tablet to your Xbox One and stream console games to that device. That means your significant other can watch TV in the living room and you can stream Halo to your desktop in another room. The app also brings back cross-platform play, which means you can play select games with friends on Windows 10 and the Xbox One at the same time. It's an idea Microsoft tried out a few years back that never caught on. Will it grab hold this time? We'll find out later this year when Windows 10 and the Xbox app launch. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I think
we
do.
Nice.
Bring
oh.
it in. Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, it smells like bacon.
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
All right, let's see here. The Nickelodeon folks announcing they plan a standalone internet offering. What's not yet known is whether the offering will be the same channel as what cable and satellite TV subscribers are getting now. Possible the service will have just supplemental content or archives of past shows. It's going to launch in March, make similar to $4 a month online offering for Sesame Street. $4 a month for Sesame Street on Nickelodeon? Would you pay that? Do you pay that? Do you have that, Richie, on your cable?
Nickelodeon? Yes,
yeah,
we do.
$4 a month.
No, well, no, it's included in our package. We're talking about the upcoming. This is the way television is going to be sooner or later. It's all a la carte.
Yeah, exactly.
And, hey, that's cool. I don't want anything except the few channels that I need. Mm-hmm. And great.
Amazon, fourth quarter earnings. Analysts are surprised because they actually made money. 45 cents a share. Let's see here. $29 billion in revenue, up 15%. They turned a profit of $214 million out of $29 billion. $214
The interesting thing about Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, is he bought the Washington Post.
Yeah.
And he is turning that place upside down to try and reinvent it. It'll be interesting to see what he does with that financially next year.
Right. Yeah. All right. By the way, it's 59 past the hour. This is the Doug Stanton.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.